Binafsi nina watu wengi sana ninaofahamiana nao, ambao tumejuana kwenye kipindi hiki cha zaidi ya miaka 15 ya kufanya kazi hii. Wengi wao hushare stori zao mbali mbali za maisha yao yaliyojaa kupanda na kushuka nami. Sote tunajua maisha ni milima na mabonde, na kila siku kuna mafunzo mapya katika maisha yetu. Hizi ni baadhi ya hizo stori ambazo watu hawa hukutana au wamekutana nazo katika maisha yao, ambazo zitakufanya usome, uwaze au uangalie vitu kwa umakini zaidi, na pia kujifunza. Mimi ni Salama. Hawa ni rafiki zangu, na sote tunakukaribisha wewe kwenye Salama na...
Mhudumu wetu wa leo kutoka Kukukuku anaitwa Margaret. Ni sura mpya kabisa ambayo hujawahi kuiona. Au niseme mgongo mpya, kwa sababu mara nyingi haumoni sura yake. Kutoka Kukukuku, na ameshatuwekea mezani mimi na mgeni wangu. Hii inaitwa jogoo, ya kwangu ni ya maembe, ya mgeni wangu kabla sijamu introduce yeye anakunywa ya strawberry. Bei yake ni shilingi 10,000 tu, ukienda bandani pale Mlimani City utapewa wewe pamoja na unaowapenda na kuwajali. Mimi naitwa Salama, unaangalia Salama na unaweza kutufollow kwenye Twitter, Instagram ama Facebook, na kama unatusikiliza kupitia podcast, basi wewe ni mnyama sana. Kama unaangalia kupitia television, big up kwa watu wote nyumbani ambao wamekubali kukuachia remote control. Karibu sana kwa lisaa hili, tutakuwa tunazungumza na washikaji ambao wana twinspire au ambao tumekuwa tukiwaona kila siku lakini hatujui mawili matatu juu yao. Na leo ni mshikaji wangu ambaye nimemfahamu miaka ya nyuma hivi, nilimfahamu kupitia rafiki kumsikia tu, baadaye nikakutana naye, and then miaka hivi karibuni amenionyesha kipaji chake cha kufanya kazi ambayo zamani ilikuwa ikifanywa na watu kutoka nje. Hii ni Salama na Sniper. Vipi?
Poa, how you doing?
I'm okay man, na wewe?
Fresh kabisa, can't complain.
Congratulations kwanza kwa kazi nzuri ambayo unafanya.
Thank
na
mimi
katika watu ambao wamebadilisha game nzima, okay, ya burudani hapa. Wewe ni mmoja hapo. So hongera sana.
Thank you very much. I feel very blessed.
Au sio? Jina lako nani? Mimi najua Sniper Montana, lakini najua hilo sio jina ambalo baba na mama walikupa.
Absolutely. Mimi naitwa Omar. Omar Amour.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean we've been in the industry for quite some time sasa hivi, the entertainment industry, na ni kitu ambacho nadhani tunakipenda sana, na ndio maana tunaweka nguvu kubwa. You know, I believe kwamba kila kitu in life lazima uwe na passion. You have to first start with a passion. Lazima uwe na drive, lazima uwe na willpower, ili uweze uka excel, ili uweze ukafanikisha jambo fulani, you know. Kwa hiyo over the years I've got a crazy history leading up to where we are right now currently. Kwa hiyo I'm very thankful for having me here.
Nashukuru. Ni kazi yako Sniper ndio ambayo imekufanya sisi tukuite.
Okay.
Mimi pamoja na washikaji zangu. Kwa sababu kama nilivyosema, kazi ambayo umefanya inajizungumzia tu yenyewe.
Okay.
So nataka uniambie hiyo story ambayo umesema ni ya kiwenda wazimu ambayo imekufanya ujikuta unafanya kitu ambacho unafanya.
Okay. I mean, kwenye entertainment ni burudani. You know, so kwenye swala burudani, I mean, huwezi kuondoa aspect ya mziki. So over the years, nadhani while growing up, we've always been affiliated kwenye mziki. Toka tunaenda out, you know. Na nadhani nakumbuka wakati tunasoma, nilikuwa napenda sana kuimba. I used to like singing and rapping and so forth. Kwa hiyo nakumbuka kabla sijamaliza chuo nadhani, ndiko nilikuwa na jamaa zangu, marafiki zangu wanaitwa Wakali Kwanza. I think you still remember
Makamua.
Makamua, Jocelyn, QJ and Cyril actually. Yeah, Cyril pia alikuwa Wakali Kwanza, kati yao anaitwa Masterpiece. Na story moja naye mzito kidogo. Yeah, so kipindi hicho tulikuwa pamoja, I was with them, you know. Na kina Joss wakana to inspire sana, you know, because now they've been through rough patches and they really want to come out, wanataka kutoka kama wasanii. Mara nyingi tunakutana fire pale, tunakaa pamoja, you know, like naandika, you know, unajua mkishakuwa pamoja kama watunzi, you get inspired by kwa kila mtu anachokifanya pale, unaelewa. So you know, tukawa tukienda jama Joss, nadhani kipindi kile Joss ndo alikuwa ametangulia kutoka, you know, like everybody knew him, baada ya kutoa ile nyimbo ya Perfume, you know, and then baadaye Makamua was another big hit, and then QJ was another big hit. Nakumbuka kipindi kile Steve B was really supporting the movement, the Wakali Kwanza movement, you know. So, and I was there literally, lakini I was like behind the scenes, you know, kila mtu naye ana nafasi yake, you know. And then I remember I released a song, you know, Mina.
Wacha.
Yeah, I released a song.
What?
Yeah, I released a song, Mina, na Jocelyn, and then it was doing really great.
Iko naitwaje?
Ilikuwa inaitwa Hey Yo.
Okay.
Yeah, ikaitwa Hey Yo. So, you know, and then we started getting into the music scenery. Nala, but hapo, nakumbuka Joss anapata, anaenda tours, I go with Joss, I do his backup vocals, the Joss Kilimanjaro Awards and whatsoever.
Wacha.
Yeah. So I was there, a very little man, lakini I was behind the scenes, getting to know the music industry, pole pole. Now, it got into my bloodstream. But hapo, these guys grew up, they became, you know, big top-notch talents. And then me badai nikaenda kusoma. So I went to Malaysia, I did my my law degree, actually, in Malaysia. Sasa wakati nimefika kule, nakumbuka first time naingia Malaysia, wakati ule wa Tanzania tulikuwa chache sana, you know. Kwa hiyo ile community, apart from tu wa Tanzania, community wa Afrika ilikuwa chache sana. Na kwa Malay, as far as Malaysians, kuweza kwa kukubali ile integration ya Waswahili katika activities zao, kama ni clubs au any nightlife industry, any nightlife spot, ilikuwa kidogo, ilikuwa ina mtihani wake. So sisi tulikuwa tunaenda, kuna same tulikuwa naendaga, you know, we enjoy, have a good time, lakini you know, tushazoea Dar es Salaam huku, you know, mwisho same zetu zinaisha labda saa 12, saa 11 asubuhi,
but hizo anaenda kunywa supu.
It was a yeah, absolutely, it was a different culture, we had to adapt.
Wao walikuwa na maisha saa ngapi?
Saa 9. So saa 9 kidogo ilikuwa bado, you know, we couldn't
do
kwa huko, yani saa 9 mtu anavaa ndo anaenda kutoka zile. So, and then I was like, you know what, I'm not having a good time. Also, so on my free time, I downloaded an app. Not an app, it was a software called the Virtual DJ. I think most of the DJs, coming up, most of the DJs lazima watakuwa wameshafanya nao kazi, you know. So I downloaded that Virtual DJ software, and then I started training myself, you know. Pole, I started training myself, so...
DJing,
yeah. Mm. So I started training myself to be a DJ. And because now that was... ile ndo ilikuwa ndo... I think being a DJ was... it was a replacement to the whole music scenery that was happening while I was
Bongo,
here.
Yeah. Mm.
So on my free times, I used to, you know, work around my DJ skills, nanini. And then I started throwing these after parties, you know. Kila mara tukienda maybe club or whatsoever, and then after that, I'll throw an after party at home, you know. So when I say kwa naenda, I need to DV8, you know. Tukwa DV8 hapo, you know, tuenda kwangu. So I used to live in Kuala Lumpur. So Kuala Lumpur is a tourist city, and it's a capital city. So watu wakitakula good time yote lazima waje Kuala Lumpur kutoka miji mingine yote, and they would always call me, Mantana, listen, would crash over at your place, you know, and whatsoever. So after some time, after doing those after parties, they started growing. Car, and it's too much. Any after party was the thing at that particular time.
Were you charging them?
I was in charging. And then I got an idea. I was like, why don't I make the most of this? You know, because at the end of the day, I would spend my own money to like literally put drinks and whatsoever and give these guys a good time. So I was like, let me maybe start charging them on drinks or whatsoever. And at least, you know, I could recover some of my cost, you know, because it's good times and we like having a good time also, and at least nangalia jinsi gani ambao naweza nika recover the cost. And the first time tumefanya, it was a hit, you know? It was a hit.
Vinywaji viko vinaenda ya.
Naenda ni, unajua vinaenda ni. Sasa, mikila zile sisi nakaa kwenye condominium zile, kabini ni mdake security officer moja. Mbe wana, unajua hapa, alikuwa ananifuata sana, wana mika makelele, nini, kambia sasa tufanya hivi. Mimi wana leave this floor, nikae juu kabisa, rooftop kabisa, lakini I'll pay you at least kidogo, tuweze tukaangalia security ya watu na nini. Anyways, as long as you facilitate na watu wanaingia vizuri na wanaondoka na hamna shida na nini, get the rooftop. So when I got that place, it was havoc.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest after parties were happening at my spot, you know. And the name started growing. It's DJ Sniper, DJ Sniper, DJ Sniper, DJ Sniper. Nadhani watu wengi ambao wamesoma Malaysia kipindi kile wanafahamu kwamba, you know, we were pioneers of that African movement, the entertainment movement at that particular time. Basically, DJ Sniper, DJ Sniper. And you know, sometimes kuna vitu vingine vinatokea, and then when you come and recall, you're like, okay, so that was the whole process. And I always believe on trusting the process, you know. So, and people used to love those parties because sababu, I think it was the music selection at that particular time. Watu wakuma pata zile ngoma ambazo, ajazisikia labda mda mrefu, unalewa njimbo za bongo flavor na nini, unajua Alberta, sijui nini, unajua those songs, au sio? So people loved them. And then we started getting integrating as well with the Westerns, West Africans, the Nigerians and so forth. Used to love coming into our activities. Baadaye nakumbuka...
No, watoto walikuwa wakumwaga.
Tari kabisa.
Sindo patiza nyewe, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, when the honey goes, the bees follow.
Yeah, na kukatiza kidogo, kabla ujiendelea. Vile vile ulikuwa unawaita wasichana, yani una kikundi chako cha wasichana ambao unaambia kujieni, kwa sababu wao wakifika ndo wanaleta crowd nyingine. Ulikuwa unafanya hivyo?
No, I think I wasn't, well, literally I wasn't doing that. Kama nasema, where the honey goes, the bees follow. Like, kwa sababu, kinikile yani watu walikuwa chache, sawa. So, watu wakisha sikia kwamba there's something labda Tanzania flani anafanya same flani, and then tayari to share again. Unajua, if you wanna build as well an empire, you have to build ile loyalty, sawa, within your subordinates or the people that surround you, you know. So tayari kwa naamini kwamba, okay, if I go to that party, if I go to that event, we're gonna have a good time. So wewe ukimleta msichana huyu, msichana wewe utamleta msichana huyu. So at the end of the day, you know, then it started growing. You know, it started growing. So, I mean, literally almost all the cities in Malaysia wako na jua, okay, if we go to the, tukitoka, tukitako na Kuala Lumpur, there's an after party at this guy's spot, and it's really happening. Kuna kipindi zai kafika, you know, we couldn't accommodate as much people as possible. Police anatusumbua na nini. Lakini, it was good times. You know, at least you could feel like, utapata ile homely environment, unazunguka na watu ambao na kufahamu, na nini, mtapiga story, mta enjoy, na nini, unelewa. Yeah, so it grew. Nakumbuka siku moja natoka, niko kwenye lift sasa. Sawa. Shika nangu niko kwenye lift, napanda juu, nikakutana na jamaa kama watatu hivi. One was a Cameroonian, the other was a Comorian, na mwingine alikuwa ni Nigeria. We're like, okay, how far? I'm like, how far, brother?
What does how far mean?
How far is like, how are you?
Okay.
You know? I'm like, how are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. We're looking for this guy called Sniper. I'm like, okay. We heard he lives in this condo, in this block, eh? I'm like, okay. Probably. Like, where are you from? Like, I'm from Kenya. Okay, so I didn't want to disclose him. So my brother, we've been up and down. We're trying to look for this guy. You know, we've got business. Okay, I'm going up, man. Maybe try and look on some of these floors or go to the restaurant or just ask about him. But now I can get on the lift. This boy, you know, we've got business. Nini, you know, we're trying to open up a club. Nanini, we want him to come and DJ. I'm like, okay. Hapo tunapanda juu tu. So by the time ile lift imefika mwisho, bro, please, if you see him, just tell us to. I'm like, I'm Sniper. Okay. Oh, brother, we're looking for you now. You're here. I'm like, yeah. So we sat down, tukapiga story, and I'm like, you know what, like, we've seen the scenery, we've seen the after party that you guys throw. Now we want to integrate ile the west, south, east, more and north, tuote pamoja. And then
na hapo polisi wanakuhemea.
Wanatuhemea. So sa, now we still like having a good time. You know, we still have to balance ile kusoma na kula good time na vitu kama hivyo. Because I believe you have to balance the two.
Of course.
You know, you work hard, you play harder. Also, kwa hiyo, jamaa, walivo kuja na ile proposition kwamba, you know, like, let's see how we can work together, you know, trying to bring all these cultures together and see if we can, you know, at least make some couple of bucks pamoja na vitu kama hivyo, kwa sababu wakati ule pia na kumbuka wanafunzi wengi ambao walikuwa wanasoma kule, there was no work, you know, so if you don't have any extra source of income, it means at times you'll struggle, because kama binadamu kuna zile extra needs ambazo unazozitaka, some things that you desire kuzipata and then you don't get it, you know, you either end up being frustrated or either end up fanya vitu vingine ambavyo not legit, you know, and then they'll cost you, yeah. You know, so to me that was something that I liked doing. So nikasikiliza jamaa nikamwambia basi fine, let's check out the place tuangalie na nini. So the next day we went and checked out. This place was really nice. Unajua kule kuna sehemu nyingi. There's a lot of hangout spots. So
nchi imeendelea.
Nchi imeendelea. Alafu it's a country about it's based on tourism na kama hiyo. Sindio? So we went, we checked out the place. The place was really nice. Kasema okay, let's see, but can we do it? Kusabu, you know, those are you accommodate maybe 100 packs, maybe watu 100, 120, 150, lakini you are looking at a place ambayo it can accommodate maybe 1,500, 2,000 people, you know, for us that's a big ask,
yeah.
You know, so I was a bit nikuwa skeptical, lakini I was like, let me just go for it, you know. So lazima pia kama binadamu nila kama kijana au kama any person, you have to have that go getter mind. You know, there's mtu ambaye when you regardless ama kama hata utaki kitu, lakini wait, if it's positive, if your heart wants it, if your mind tells you go for it, nenda, you know, try it, because I mean, you have to try some stuff, you know, as long as they're legit, as long as hasita kuletea any effect kwako wewe au maisha yako wewe, you know. So I was like, let me just go for it, you know. So like, let's open up a company, we'll be four of us, we'll be, you know, and so forth. So we opened something called the Afro Entertainment, you know. I think those were the first companies as promoters, you know. And then we did our first party after a week or two, and that went really bad, you know.
Whoa.
That went really bad, to be honest.
Yani,
Zauso mbaya. Nobody came through. We literally had 5 to 12 people. Literally.
Your girlfriend and your friend's girlfriend.
Yani, ndo hivyo.
And your mate.
Eh, washikaya. Hata washikaya zetu wenyewe nao waliminya. Ah, bwana, yani, you know. Nobody believed. You know? Nobody believed. I think people, some of them were afraid, maybe, you know? So they had every reason to, you know? Because it was the first time someone is daring to do such a thing, you know? So the second week as well was not really good, you know. Now, considering the place, we got that from a Chinese person, you know, and it was more of a split as far as the whatever income is we get on that particular night and whatever. So, but the Chinese guy was like, you know, like, need some time. He literally pushed us.
Nice.
You know, need some time, don't worry.
The owner of the place,
the
right?
Owner of the place, yeah.
Yeah.
Need some time. So we sat down and then I was like, guys, let's sit down and see now. You know, it's not about just throwing a party. I think now we have to think differently. These guys are here, these guys are going out. Toto na toka. People expect kwamba akienda same flani, tayari anategemea kitu flani.
Na wana sorry wako na same zao ambazo yani wamezizoea.
Yeah, unaelewa? Kwa hiyo let's think different. Let's come up with different themes. It's not just about throwing a party. Tuje na themes tofauti. Yeah, you know. So tuje na themes tofauti ambazo, you know, because these guys, most of them are students as well, you know. So these are aspirants. Najua watu bado ambao they've not made a lifestyle choice. Sawa. So as long as tunaweza tuka you know, like if we market a good content kwao, they'll definitely pop in. And I think first let's move around, let's go to all universities, travel to Malaysia, tell them like we've got this African thing happening Kuala Lumpur, come in nani. So tukaja na different mechanics on how to do that, and the next thing was history, because after that the next gig that happened, it was almost literally a full house, you know. There's something to learn up, kwamba, you know, at times you just not give up. I'm not kata tamaa. Me, I don't believe kwenye kata tamaa. So, because first time, second time, third time, fourth time, like, ah, man, ikitu, it's not worth it. You know, let's just concentrate on, you know,
what we know.
What we know best, or, you know, we don't want extra. Like, you know, this motivated us, especially the Chinese guy. I was like, listen, you know, a plant doesn't grow in one day. You know, as on a seed, you grow it, you nurture it, and then it grows, pole pole. So that's why I built this property. It's not for me to make returns on one night or one day. It will take a time, and it's a process. Kwa hiyo, go down, think about it. Angalia ni tafuteni jinsi gani ambapo your people, your you'll take them to your culture. Nelewa?
Take them back home.
Take them back home. Nelewa? And then that really made sense, huh? So after that, you know, the place started, it started happening, and alhamdulillah, we were making something also for a student to start at least making something in a, and you know, after some time, you know, we started partnering with different people across South Africa, you know, because we had a Nigerian pale. We still keep in touch. A very good friend of mine, you know, he's married. He's still there in Malaysia. And then now we partnered with other people that are resourceful and financial liquid. Some people mbalo kwa naela at that time, you know, they're like, okay, now this thing is happening, you know, why don't you guys start like doing talents, bringing in talents, you know? I mean, it's something that will be a catalyst of whatever you guys are doing, you know. I was on playing music, you know. So, and then DJ Sniper, and then some other guys. I had a friend of mine. His name is Andy. You know, he's one of our. He's actually a head of operations now of Straight Out Vibes.
Yeah.
I've been with him since then. So we're together, Paka Saivi. You know, and then, you know, it started to sparkle. So, I remember we did Timaya. You know. One of our first events, our big first events, Kule, we had Timaya come in, you know, and then we had different other artists, you know, Terry G from Nigeria, you know, and it was more West focused at that particular time. And then I remember I had a few friends, Tanzanian friends, they're like, Montana, listen, you know, we've got some few funds we want to do. Why don't we bring AY in, you know, from Tanzania, you know? I was like, wow, that will literally attract the whole East African crowd.
Wakati huo ulikuwa unamfahamu AY wewe na wewe?
Okay, at that time, AY sina mahusiano naye kabisa. Completely. I came to know AY kule, sawa. But I knew his music, you know. AY is Tanzanian most legendary talent, you know. So everybody growing up must have known AY. So don't nikumjulia kule sasa personally, one to one kaja picked up na nini, you had dinner with him, you know, and
he mwenyewe alikuwa mara yake kwanza
kufika Malaysia. You know, so he was very excited. Yeah?
Actually AY ndo ambaye aliniambia mimi kuhusu wewe sana.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kabisa
wow.
Yani.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean people don't meet for no reason. I believe that. Every person ambao unakutana naye since you unakuwa mdogo mpaka sasa hivi, you know, you are born to meet them, you know. They'll influence you in one way or another. You might not do business with them right now, lakini ukaja kufanya hata ukiwa uzeeni huko.
True story.
So the relationship that we had, it was just a one-time thing, lakini we now became friends. Nelewa, he'd respect us with the way we are, regardless of any position whatsoever. And you never know, maybe we might even do bigger businesses together in the near future.
Inshallah.
You know?
Mm.
So at that particular time, he was very happy. The way we hosted him, alifurahi, amekuja.
Mlimpa ile nzuri.
I think he was satisfied. No man alikuja.
All right, okay.
Now at that time, pia, it's exposure. You know,
of course.
Tanzanian talents needed exposure. They needed to go out. No, na wangale different markets, because ukiwa confined same moja, you might feel you're big enough,
yeah.
Lakini you need to as well grow.
Kumbe ujatembea.
You know, ujatembea, ujaona, ujapiga, ujaangalia pia watu wengine nje wanafanya nini. So, so I think you need exposure.
Yeah.
You know. So it was one of the amazing shows. I got link up na Amani, so we did Amani as well after that.
Mm.
Amani le,
yeah, they know. Were dating then.
Absolutely,
but
I remember
baba,
that.
But I can go like your mom.
Yeah, mana kaka, ebu pigana mzigo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it continued, you know. So some other promoters started emerging, you know. Then we used to partner now to Ngine, and then, you know, flip up an eye, you know, things started being, you know, being big, you know, started engaging bigger talents, Davido and so forth, you know. So we used to partner with a lot of other stakeholders, you know. And I think that's where we began to build a network. A network that we still honor and treasure till now.
Mm-hmm.
And by all, you know, over the years, people have entrusted you. People, you know, you've built. Now your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
Same network that we've built for over the years while growing up is the same network that we still use currently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you married, brother? Umeoa wewe?
Yeah, I am.
Wacha.
Yeah.
Asa na hii shughuli yako ambayo unakutana na chupi chupi nyingi kila wakati mnaishije?
So, kiukweli, it's a bit challenging. It's a bit challenging. Lakini, to be honest, mke wangu is part of the whole process. The whole process.
Kwa sababu, toka siku ya kwanza.
Since day one.
Mashallah.
Since day one. We have a very long history now. I feel like I've known her for almost whole of my life.
Anaitwa nani?
Anaitwa Asma. Asma, yeah. She's a lawyer as well. Nadhani kila napokwenda naye yupo, because tumesoma wote tangu tuko hapa, you know. Then we moved to Malaysia together, you know, we did law as well together, and then came back tukatoka tukaenda UK, tumesoma pia sheria pia pamoja kule, and then came back. So all along this process as well, she was the one that was taking charge, you know. Whatever decisions that I made, she was the one that used to advise me and guide me in the most respective manner. Na hata kwenye kusimamia finances wakati tuko Malaysia and whatsoever, she was the one taking charge because I trusted her.
Mm.
I at that particular time I felt that I wouldn't trust anybody else, lakini I trusted her. And that's another lesson that we need to learn as well. Kwamba, you know, like at the end of the day, if you get the right partner ambaye atakuwa advice na she'll be with you 150% as far as your rise and fall, you have to treasure, respect, and as well give her the life that she deserves amicably, you know. So she's been one of the key persons as far as the process is concerned. So she understands, because tangu tunakuwa, she knows we've been going out, she knows the type of character that I am, you know. Regardless umezungukwa na watu ngapi, as long as you have that self-respect, self-value, you know, and you know, this is work, you're nothing personal, you know. You keep your boundaries and you do what you need to do, you know. Yeah.
Kwa hiyo hakukabikabi labda ile nini.
Mnyamwe sana.
Kama na mogela. No.
Mnyamwe sana. Of course, you know, she, at times, yani, you know, like, we have to limit ourselves. Now you're growing up now, so say, we kill a, but I'm yaka now, you, whatever you do, like, you know, now I've got a daughter, I love her so much, you know. So, yeah, Santa Sana. She's about 7 years.
Nice.
Yeah, about 7 years. So at times, regardless of the activities that we do, like, you know, you also have to balance the family time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's very key. So if for you to have an amazing, homely environment, you have to as well balance that, yeah.
Okay, so, unazungumziaje wapenzi au ma partner ambao wanaweza kusababisha usiendelee usiweze kuishi ndoto zako kwa sababu ya wivu. Unadhani kwamba mapenzi yakiwa kama hivyo, kwa sababu sometimes ni mapenzi unajua sniper sio kwamba mtu hakutaki mema lakini inakuwa kwamba bwana mimi nampenda huyu mtu sana kiasi kwamba yani hapa anapoenda mimi nipo.
Mimi nadhani kwanza I mean people have to set foundations. I mean I believe on a very concrete foundation. Unajua ukitaka kujenga nyumba ikakaa miaka mingi lazima iwe na msingi mzuri. Mostly nadhani kwenye katika mahusiano in relationships one or the other anakuwa labda ndo catalyst of change, you know, so there is a pro change or a negative change. So there are times that you just have to listen to your partner irregardless upendi au unapenda, but there are times that you have to step foot and you know put
nukta
bana, you know, I think this is for the benefit, you know, you like it or not, like, and I think I'm going to go for it as a go getter. Na inapokuja sasa katika masuala ya maendeleo, hiyo inakuwa changamoto kubwa sana because unaweza kukuta sometimes kuna mtu mwingine umetoka mbali and then mmoja anafanya maendeleo makubwa kuliko mwingine, mmoja Mwenyezi Mungu amembless tu, lakini kama mko katika mahusiano, I believe you guys are partners. So you guys have to share, you guys have to talk, you guys have to communicate. Na katika vitu vingi sana katika mahusiano inakuwa ni kwenye communication, usiri na nini na vitu kama hivyo, ambavyo sasa it makes you think kwamba what is my partner doing? Kama he's in the office kweli vikao mpaka saa 6 usiku, really haiwezekani, rero mtu katimba ofisini, kumbe kweli, you know, we as creative minds we need time, we need ample time, spacious time. Sometimes we spend ridiculous hours trying to think on how we can you know, change and innovate the whole culture. So I cannot do that at home. So lazima nikae kwenye environment ambayo nazungukwa na watu ambao wananipa, they give me that comfort zone, they give me that creative space, they and they challenge me as well. Nelo. So I feel kwamba lazima watu mwekeane, you guys have to be more in space zenu za misingi labda ya kazi, lakini pia mkiwa nyumbani lazima mmoja wenu kwanza awe chini zaidi ya mwenzake when need be. Sawa, and wekeni misingi ambayo if there is anything ambacho unakiona ndo chachu ya matatizo, try and rectify. You know, I believe you can try and rectify in the most smartest manner. Hata sometimes kwa kujiona tu, you know, kwa kumfanya tu mpenzi wako afurahi, wewe basi unamkubalia.
Family lie,
you know. And ukiona sasa imekuwa too much, you know, I mean, there's a problem. There's a very big problem. Sometimes, you know, kwenye mapenzi kuna wivu na vitu kama hivyo. Na hivyo ni vitu ambavyo havikwepeki.
Ushawahi kujisikia kwamba unaletewa wivu kiasi kwamba inakutoa kwenye reli zako?
Maybe sometimes, you know, maybe sometimes. Na I think maybe kwa sababu sometimes, labda kwa sababu ya kazi zetu, you know, because you know, you might be, you know, when you have a big project, unakuta kwamba you might be spending more time katika kazi and then you know, you spend less time na family, unaona. Sasa vitu kama vile, unajua, sometimes vinakuwa vinaleta vinaweza vikaleta wivu, au inawezekana hata sio wivu, lakini ni mapenzi, unajua, akizidi sometimes you just want to be with someone. Unajua, afu kama mtu ambaye ushazoeana naye, mimi mke wangu I think she's my friend, sawa, ni mtu ambaye tutakaa naye, tutapiga naye story, tutacheka na nini. Sasa when you're not around, sawa, you feel lonely, you know. So sometimes namuelewa na nadhani ananielewa sana, na kukuruhusu na kuniacha pia niweze kufanya kitu ambacho anachokipenda, because she knows that's my passion. It's and she knows what it reciprocates to us as a family, you know. So atangaza kasirika, lakini akaja ka realize, na mimi natafuta njia zangu tu kuweza kumfanya realize kwamba, you know what, we're doing this for us.
Sawa.
Yeah.
Nani anakuinspire, sniper?
Okay.
Ambaye anakufanya uamke asubuhi useme I'll go for it again and again and again and again.
Okay. as far as a person is concerned, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people. So mtu mmoja wa wilo tatu. First is my brother, you know. I think my brother is one of those hardcore, he's a lawyer as well, you know. So we come from a law family, you know. He's built his business as well through very tough and hard times, you know. I've seen namona struggle yake. You know, ukishaona struggle, I'm saying this kwa sababu watu wengine wajua they've seen everything on the silver plate, and then they, you know, there are different types of people. The way he's built his business was through so much struggles, financially, liabilities, alizozipata. But he always told me, Montana, listen.
Nakuita nani?
Montana.
Montana, yeah, okay.
Na mimi namuita master.
Ndio. Nice.
Yeah, so he's always told me kwamba there's nothing impossible to a willing heart. Hakuna kitu kinashindikana kwenye moyo unataka kufanya.
No.
Whoever you want to be, whatever you want to be, you can always be. You can always be, as long as you have a willing heart. So say if salama, you want to be a doctor, you'll utachana na everything, you go to school, no cause from any disruption, and you become a doctor. You want to be a lawyer right now, go to school, achana distractions zote. Regardless, 3-4 years, you'll be a lawyer. You can be who you ever want to be, as long as you have a willing heart. Regardless of any encumbrance, regardless of any challenges, you'll overcome them. You'll overcome them. We're all blessed.
No.
Each and everybody in his own way. As long as unaile wills, because we get disrupted. You know, we maybe it's just the friends around us. You know, maybe it's you know, work or whatsoever. I mean, as long as unasema mimi mwenyewe bana, I want to be somewhere. So, hata kama usipofika, lakini maybe you might leave a legacy that can inspire people to go where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the persons that has always, you know, with that quote itself, it has ever lived in my life, you know. And I've been living with that quote.
Okay.
Destiny can never be denied, but will always be delayed. So you never know tomorrow. You never know your destiny. But it will be denied. Denial ile ni challenges unazo spata. So you can grow mentally, physically, know what's right or wrong, and then move forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kwa master tumepause, mtu mwingine atafuata, kuna chakula kinatoka samaki samaki kama nilivyosema, mhudumu wetu anaitwa Margaret.
Okay.
Margaret leo kwenye upande wako hapo sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Montana atakuwekea king kiba.
Okay.
Unakuona unamla king kiba leo. Sawa? Hiyo ni menu kutoka kukuku.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Inauza shilingi 17,000 kama mtazamaji ungependa kumpeleka mtu wako pale.
Mm-hmm.
Na mimi naletewa zigu hapa la AY. Ehe. Makange hayo ni boneless pamoja na kiwali changu hapo vizuri kabisa.
Mm.
Mambo yanaenda na yenyewe hii. Mm. Pia inauzwa shilingi 17,000. Ushaikufika kukuku?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah,
amazing
kwa ajili
place.
Ya kutaste.
Yeah, taste, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing place. I like the innovation.
Mimi pia.
I like the creativity behind the whole banda and you know the look and feel kama uko Swahilini vile.
Ndiyo.
You know. Mabati yale very rustic
banda
la kuku kabisa,
nice,
you know.
One.
Yeah, and the food is amazing.
Kabisa.
Food is amazing.
Tumeletwa
yeah.
Kiasi leo.
Nice,
so niambie,
nice,
he,
yeah.
Baada ya master nani mwingine?
Baada ya master becomes a can we skip that question?
Sure.
Literally.
Imetosha kwa master tuhame.
Yeah.
So mostly your brother ndo ambaye anakufanya uangalie vitu kwa utofauti na kukupa moyo wa kuenda tena kesho na kesho kuvua hata kama mwezi uko juu, unajua kesho kutwa mwezi utazama utavua samaki.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice one.
Absolutely.
Straight up vibes.
Yeah.
Niambie jina jinsi lilivyokuja. Kitu gani ambacho kilifanya ujiite hivyo wewe pamoja na wenzako? Jina zuri, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Shreya Vibes. It was just scribbled, actually. I mean, kama kitu kimeshuka tu. It was scribbled. I was having a very good time. you know, with a few friends, and at that time kama nilivyokuambia tulikuwa ndo tuna, I was a DJ na nini, so Shreya Vibes, it's our tagline is all up, we're all about the vibe, you know, all about good times. So so it's vibe is a feeling, you know. So we're giving a straight up feeling, you know, feeling of good times, you know.
Sounds so, British.
If you put it that way, bam.
Yeah.
So, so we're just having a good time, and I was thinking, because now you remember I told you we had that Afro Entertainment. So along the way, as far as business is concerned, we came to, everybody took ways. So I partnered with some East African friends of mine, and these guys kila mmoja akawa anafanya mambo yake, you know, some left na nini, so kuna wengine akawa amebaki. And then, you know, business, sometimes business doesn't go the way you want it. So so I partnered with some of my very good Kenyan friends, and then we kept on doing what we're doing. And then along the way, I was like, let me establish my own thing. So because we had the following, people loved what we're doing. So during the process of thinking, Sasa, how will we brand ourselves, you know, and something that will be very unique. So I remember Nikoniko used moja, we just having a good time on the rooftop with the guys, you know, and then it was too much good times, too much vibe. And then that straight up vibe just came into my head. Trust me, I wrote it down. So we're using the Blackberries and nanini. Like, you know, I asked the guys, can I have a pen and a paper? And I wrote that straight up vibe. So this is how. So because I would have written in my phone, laban ngi futo nini. I put it in my nani, and then came back the next day. I looked at that straight up vibe and I was like, you know, this is it. I like it. It's catchy, you know, and it might tell a story, you know. And I remember calling Ose, one of our good friends as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Ose, listen, bro, please hook me up with a logo, man. Straight up vibe, man. And I'm like, sure, okay, cool. So Ose did our first logo, you know, and from there, everything is history. After some time, so Shreya Vibe, whatever activity we used to do at that time, you'd see Shreya Vibes. So you'd have, I have some few posters as Amani, you'd see the Shreya Vibes, you know. And then after years, the logo kept on changing, and then now we have something symbolic, something iconic as well. And I'm very proud and thankful for everybody that has been through the process. Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
So tuambie, watu ambao hawakufahamu, wewe ni promoter wa aina gani? Una promote nini zaidi? Una kazi yako hasa, hebu tufahamishe kwa watu ambao hawakufahamu.
Okay. So
kwa sasa, yani.
Kwa sasa, fine. So Shreya Vibes kwanza, as Shreya Vibes, it's a creative events management company. So sisi, what we do is sisi ni creatives apart from just being promoters. You'd want us to sell Salama as a brand, we'll think, sit down, brainstorm, and see how we can sell Salama as a brand, you know. We do a lot of creative thinking. We build and position brands. And we also have our own events. Ambazo events tunaziita properties. I said about concrete structure and whatsoever. So every property of ours has to start with a concrete foundation. We build that property to mature and have a long time lifespan. I believe you're very familiar with like Nota After Five. So Nota After Five is a partnership between Shreya Vibes and Grewback. Lakini, I think Nota After Five now it has about like 6 years, six, seven years. Remember that time, Peter Moore came to us and like, Montana, listen, on us to partner on something, on a property. What do you guys feel? It has to have like an old school and new school, you know, that fusion. And I think it didn't take us more than 15, 20 minutes, because from the brief, he wanted something that can be like an ongoing thing. So not after five just popped up because we wanted to have something about the last Friday of the month, people would loosen up, chill, relax, something that's in town, you know, just a just got any lot to Michelle. People have got paid, people have, it's a stress reliever party, you know, literally, because Sababu, whole month people have been working so hard, you just want to have like one ball. You know, but starts early from five. You limit us to drive home. I get to with the, you know, losing up to now you are. So it started growing until Paka save Lipo. You know, it's a property that has been nurtured, it's been grown. You know, we've done a lot of with it. So save it stands where it stands. You know, so we've got other properties in Guinea and Basel, you know, like Stardom's, Life's a Beach, and whatsoever at Kurupuki. We just don't build it. We just don't do things. And it's something that as event organizers, Pia, we have to stick on those terms as well. You want to do something? I believe in 4 P's. Prior planning prevents problems. You plan anything early, find your research, identify your segment. Who are you targeting? Is it the mainstream? Is it the premium? What age? What they like? Look and feel? What they desire? You know, Navit Kamaivo. Identify what you want to sell to them as far as an activity is concerned. So that's what we do. So apart from just being a promoter, but I believe we are culture creators, you know, bound to change the culture as far as the events industry is concerned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Una team ya watu wangapi?
Currently, I think 35, as far as Trea Vibes is concerned, yeah.
And you're the boss, right?
if you put it that way.
Sindio, kutoka kwenye rooftop ya Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, mpaka hapa Bongo, bado nakimbiza. So kuna, kabla siya zugumzia kazi ambazo umeshai kufanya, au maybe tuzugumzia kazi ambazo umeshai kufanya, ukiachilia mbali hizo events tofauti ambazo uko nazo. Umekuwa ukileta wasanii kutoka nje, kuja hapa Tanzania. Lakini moja kati ya event yako kubwa nafikiri, ukiachana na nyingi ambazo umeshai kufanya ni African Giant. Just because he's African Giant.
Absolutely.
Mpaka sasa hivi.
Absolutely.
Ile event ilikuwaje kwaje Sniper? Kwa sababu ilimefanyika kipindi ambacho bana ni wa moto. Sidhani kama ilikuwa rahisi kumleta kumleta ukanda huu wa Afrika.
Absolutely.
Unaweza ukatuambia ilikuwaje kuwaje na kama hutojali utaombea shingapi ulimlipa yule mchizi? Kwa sababu stories ziko nyingi.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember last, so, at the end of the day, ideas wouldn't be ideas unless they're implemented, you know? And innovation and creativity sometimes in are failures. But you should kukata tamaa. Paka tunafika kufanya Burna Boy, we've had so much struggle behind the scenes with the events that we do. Tumekuwa tumefanya events nyingi sana over the years. Tunaleta wasanii and whatsoever. Lakini not every event that people see bring us that ROI.
Mm.
You might see plenty and plenty and plenty of people. Lakini at the end of the day, it comes to the ROI and what you want to achieve. So over the years, you know, I've been living with the fact, okay, let me turn these losses into investments and see how we can, you know, let's just invest, build that brand equity, you know. Let's bring in artists ambao watu wanataka. Do you know mtu ana trend? Mr. Easy was trending at that particular time. We did Mr. Easy. Malik Berry was trending at that particular time. We bring him, you know, because these are the people that we listen every day to kitoka na vitu kama hivyo. And I think it was right way, because now we managed to grow the brand. It was on top of the mind. So last year we had when just after New Year's, Ilia Mokajuzi, and then I was like, guys, listen, we have to have a new vision and mission as far as this year is concerned. Let's transform Tanzania. Let's see how we can position Tanzania to become maybe the biggest party hub as far as Tanzania is concerned, maybe East Africa is concerned, or Africa is concerned. Let's see how we can promote entertainment tourism in Tanzania. That's something we might talk about later on. Lakini, people need to see the beauty of Tanzania. Not only when you, I mean, when you talk about unforgettable Tanzania, it has to stay on top of your mind. That's how.
Mm.
You come up, I'll go and see the mountains, the beautiful mountains of Kilimanjaro. I'll go to beautiful hotels. Lakini, why should I pay my ticket maybe to go to Ibiza or Venice or whatsoever to have these good times, see the Tiestos and whatsoever, while we can still do them here because we've got amazing beaches, amazing places. So I think you just need a catalyst of change as well. And you need, and I believe we are one of the pioneers and catalyst of change. So for us, doing Berna was very iconic, but it was something that we wanted to do. We wanted to have an A-list artist as far as 2019 is concerned. And so that's why we started building it up. By having, I think we had Liquid Deep come in last year. So that was just build-ups to just intensify and position ourselves on that concert aspect. Lakini, nakumbuka, the first approach was, I remember we were jamming to Burna Boy's song. We're coming from Arusha. Burna Boy. And then I told the creative director, Francis, so like, I think this guy is blowing up too much. Everybody loves him. Let's see. I think he fits. It's better we do something African. It'll make more sense. Kuliko, now we start looking at US or whatsoever, you know?
Justin Bieber.
So let's do something African, and he has everything. The African giant, Ausio. Let's see how we can get him. So we started, you know, working around it. So we made some few calls and the people that work to get Burna is not easy as well, because at that time it was like really hot. It was, it had so many bookings. But fortunately we had engaged with a person, Ambaitari had relationships with Burna and the management. And so we had direct contacts to the management, and then we started the conversation. So initially the price tag was a bit, you know, I mean, it's a bit hefty. Lakini, I mean, we're looking at the fact that we want to give people an experience.
How much was it? Bei ya kwanza ambayo mliambiwa. Ameshakuja, don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it was a couple of figures, you know, a couple of figures.
Like 500,000?
No.
300?
I mean...
250?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of figures. I'll tell you offline.
It's okay. I'll tell you offline.
But like, it was a couple of figures. I mean, he was quite expensive.
Yendo mwanamuziki expensive ambaye ameshawahi kuleta?
I think so. Currently, yeah, I think so. Currently, I mean, he was quite expensive. But then, for us, it wasn't about the price tag. For us, it was, this is what we want to do this year. So. And we love him as well, you know. So he's a person that we jam to him. And the whole country loves him as well. We believed so. So when it came to the communication with the management, we had a lot of back and forth as far as the dates are concerned. Initially, he wanted to do this date. Like in Sasa, he was on a tour. He was on that African jam tour. Dates is causing a change, you know. So if he goes to Italy, he gets more dates is not change. Lakini, Mushoni, I got so frustrated, you know. And then I was like, guys, if we're doing it, we're doing it. If you guys cannot do it, basi, let's. And then I think after, the guys went silent, and after 2 days, like, Montana, this is a concrete date. Like, are you guys sure? Yeah. And then next day, I was like, it's affirmative, let's go for it. And then the mom calls me from nowhere, and then we got a contract, you know. And I was really happy, because that was a person I'm by to me, you know, for like 3-4 months. We're just going back and forth, and kila siku zinavyozidi kwenda anazidi kuwa moto. And then when they get these awards, nominations, nanini, the prices go up, you know. So they'll tell you certain figures low, and then like, Montana, listen, it's going up, you know. Because you want him, you'll have to negotiate, like, you know, literally. I mean, it has to have a consent of both parties, you know. But then when that was sealed and then all the logistics were done, there was no going back, you know. but I believe watu wengine they weren't sure that this guy was coming. You know, when you're doing something like you
mtani
story, you know, you've got all those hearsays and whatever. Like, you know, doesn't break you, makes you stronger, isn't it? So you hear this, you hear that, you hear this, you hear that. Like, you're like, oh man, listen, let's go for it. We wanted it to be a very big event. Like, initially, I mean, Mushoni, we settled in for like a very premium experience, you know? And it was significant. We wanted a significant...
Ilikulipa?
Of course. I think at times, we, as a businessman, you do business because you want to make something out of it. But when you're establishing a business, it takes time. Even if I'm not, even if I don't get that ROI today, but in time, it will come. Kwa kudra za Mwenyezi Mungu. You know? So for us, it wasn't about even the money. Kutengeneza au kutoa. For us, it was about, we want to make sure that our brand equity grows this year. And this is, we will do whatever possible to make sure that we have Burna in town, give people of Tanzania a good time, give them a different experience. As I said, culture creators. So from that event, it was a bit different from other concerts. First of all, the introduction of that digital payment solutions, so, whereby, you know, we're like, no more paper tickets, because we want to make sure Kwamba, all our tickets are digitalized and we can monitor them. And we want that experience ianzie hapo, from buying the tickets. So, you know, we've got that Nilipe guys come in, sit down with them and see how we can work together as far as the digital platform is concerned and other different companies. And at first, you know, I believe today is to do. So at first, for such a huge activity, for us, we believe it was very successful because it had no glitches. And it was an experience. You want a ticket, you can never get it in Tani. And you can still monitor whatever you're coming, whatever comes in through the platforms, you know. And it was an experience.
Can I get an access kuna kuangalia how much you made on that night? Do you still have the logins?
I don't know. If these guys give you the logins, I mean, we're gonna have to sue them. Huh? Yeah. So that was an experience, Mona. From buying the tickets to coming in, and you've got those flamboyant, you know, VIP tables and so forth. And I think the value was Burna himself. You know, coming in, he had an amazing set. He's an amazing performer. He's got so much energy. We had so much, you know, like Burna is this and that, you know, it's a very...
I was going to ask you, wanasema kwamba kama nati imecheza hivi kidogo.
Okay, it's fine, wanasema hivyo, lakini at the end of the day, unajua, kama mtu mjui, uwezi uka, you listen, sawa, hearsay, mtu mjui, of course, ya wengi.
Baya sana
hivi. Yeah, lakini, so if you meet a person, mkikutana in person, you're like, is this the same guy that people are talking about? Mbona, he looks, seems different.
So, lakini, some people wanasema, sama nakatisha, mantana, wanasema kwamba, ana treat watu kutokana na level yao. Okay. Hawezi kuletea wewe upumbavu kwa sababu anajua mwisho wa siku wewe una sign check ya malipo yake. Lakini akikutana na regular Joe, hawezi kumtreat kama ambavyo anakutreat yani hapo ndo anaonekana kwamba ni asshole. Okay. Wake utatokea hapo. Do you believe in that?
I think everybody has a unique character. And he has a character of his own. So now with his character, he can leave and do whatever he wants as far as his character is concerned, as long as he gets good publicity. And publicity is always publicity.
Don't matter.
Doesn't matter, you know. Mwona kama ile nadhani alikuwa anafanya show, and then akamlipa. Anasema, there was a show I think he was doing, I think it was in France or whatsoever. There was a fan, I think he... I don't know what really happened, and then akamwambia security amtoe na amrudishie pesa. You know, because he was not happy. Like, I'll tell you this, trust me not, believe me not, ma'am. When this guy came in, you know, unaona kidogo kama alikuwa ana asira hivi, he was not really happy, you know, kwa amechoka, extremely tired. So the serve any the first impression, nadhani you know, charity begins at home, see, ndio hata reception unapoenda same, the reception matter, reception na kuonyesha kabisa what type of maybe an office or a home or unaelewa, au ukitoka same ile impression yako, the first impression really matters. So the hospitality, the hosting, I believe for any talent as well, you have to make sure kwamba you give him an environment ambayo I feel valued na I feel mweke awe na ni mwenye furaha. So for him to give you a show.
Yeah.
You know?
Ni kama mtoto.
Kama mtoto. Nala, so you pet him, you know? So once amefika, when he arrived, you know, I think we gave him some very top class, top-notch treatment. Whatever he required, he got, and maybe even extras, you know? And the mother, anamsikiza mamake sana.
Ndiyo.
You know?
There was an interview ya GQ nilisoma.
Yeah.
I think ilifanywa New York. Uyo jamaa wa GQ alikuwa anamfuata kwenye tour zake wakati anazunguka.
Okay.
So alikuwa na Belgium, France. I'm not so sure kama alikuja naye hapa.
Okay.
Sina uhakika. Lakini alikuwa anazungumzia mahusiano yake na mamake.
Mm.
Apparently mamake ndo ambaye anaweza kumtuliza vizuri. Yani ndo best friend wake.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he travels with his mom and his sister. Normally, and his right hand man, the road manager, Neto Remu. So those are his, like, you know, key people ambao anatembea nao. And then you've got the
everywhere.
Band, everywhere. And the band, that's the outsiders from London as well.
Mm.
So everywhere he goes. Lakini mamake ni mtu ambaye. So he's put his family, I respect him because now he's put his family around him and they know him, they understand him. Ni bwana mdogo pia, najua sio mtu mzima, bwana mdogo yule. So just put them around him. He respects his mother. Mother, she's an amazing person. I work with her. We talk as well very regularly. And you might never know. We might even have him maybe again this year or next year. You just never know what might happen. Lakini, he's an amazing person.
Hmm.
I think the way you treat a person, and of whom treat ye, at a reciprocate. Kusabu, from now on, sasama, uja mambaya. Alafu hujamtreat unavyotakiwa.
Mm.
Kuna I think kulikuwa kuna incident pia ilifanyika I think Nairobi au Mombasa.
Yeah.
Sawa.
Yeah.
Ni vitu ambavyo nishakwambia bwana, listen, as an artist mnavyokubaliana lazima ingia agreements. There are things that I want and there are things that I don't want. Sawa. Try and make sure kwamba what the talent doesn't want doesn't occur. So you put him off.
Mm.
Kabisa, completely. So he wants this and that. Things ambazo tayari mmesha consent na ndo maana mmesha sign contract. Make sure basi you are there. You are there to what has been signed. Sawa. Amefika, amepata anachokitaka. He's good, he's relaxed. You've got the hospitality team there making sure that his mood is, you know. And I'll tell you, believe me not, tunatoka pale because he stayed 18 hours. Just after the show, he had to leave, but he wanted to perform more. Sawa, kwa sababu anasema first the people that were there, the consumers, the clients, the audience, everybody was there because of Burna. People paid what they paid because they knew Burna. They could sing to Burna. They loved each and every song. There was a very strong, concrete energy between Burna and the audience. So when he came in backstage, sawa, and then ametulia karibu na performance yake, taa zimezimwa vile, and then because we were seeing everything on the back screen, you know, and then he heard Burna, Burna, and like, wow, Tanzania really loves me, eh? You know, and he was like, Montana, let me give you a show. Tari, he was already on the mood. Sawa. Now what, ameenda pale na performer maki yuko nyuma on the stage. His mother is everywhere. Yuko naye pale nyuma kwenye stage katulia. Imefika time sasa. Baada ya performance tu, he was supposed to leave, go back to Lagos, and then he had a show with Jimmy Fallon in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Akaongeza an extra like 30 minutes. Mamake was furious. Mamake anambia, let me perform, mama. Because Dari, unajua kulikuwa kuna ile chemistry. Watu
he felt
enjoyed.
Welcome.
He
yeah.
felt, yani, he felt it. And tunarudi anambia Montana, listen, this one of my top 5 shows that I've done so far as this year is concerned. Tanzania is amazing. So, and you know, for us that's a compliment, you know, because I've come a talent in Guinea, like an international talent, will come in, he'll sing, he'll do whatever, you know, lakini ile chemistry na audience ile inapokuwa haipo, it will be just like any other show, and we didn't want it to be like any other show. We wanted it to be Stardom Concert of the Year, you know. It was a statement, you know.
Nice. Kila mtu ali enjoy ambaye alikuja pale. I'm not saying it kwa sababu uko hapa au kwa sababu nakujua, but I think ilikuwa funga mwaka.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Sasa yuzi. Actually ni wiki iliyopita. Kulikuwa kuna mjadala Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
I'm actually not on Twitter.
Lakini ujumbe uliupata?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what I'm about to ask you.
Maybe I know, maybe not.
Okay.
Okay.
So kulikuwa kuna habari ya wasanii wa Bongo baadhi kulalamika kwamba tunaletewa watu kutoka nje, especially Nigeria, ambao wanakuja nalipwa pesa nyingi sana kwa vitu ambavyo wasanii wa Kibongo wanaweza kufanya. Mimi na wewe tushakuwa na hii conversation, remember?
Yeah.
I asked you.
Yeah.
Na ukanielezea vitu vingi sana ambavyo kwangu mimi vilileta maana. So nataka unaambie Sniper, kwanza inakuuma kuona kwamba haumpi Mr. Blue hela ambayo unampa Joy Boy? Does it hurt you? Does it bother you?
Okay. So hurt, I think, is an understatement. I think, first of all, I respect and value and I love my country. I'm a patriot of my country. So I love Tanzania. And I would love every Tanzanian to excel in whatever they're doing, as far as whatever profession they're doing. Music is a culture. Music is a feeling. Music brings vibe. Music takes you places. When you're done, down, you go up. You feel different. Kisikiza mziki. So our artists are doing an amazing thing. Mziki wa Tanzania ume elevate sana. You've got pioneers now, you've got guys that are spreading the Tanzanian flag across the globe. I think we had this conversation and I told you. Unajua kitu kimoja ambacho I think most of the promoters wanaangalia labda au wataangalia. If I'm investing on something, I'm investing, maybe I want my ROI. So I want my return on investment. Sio kwamba Watanzania au wanamuziki wa Kitanzania hapaswi kulipwa pesa nyingi kama wanaolipwa wengine. I think it comes first on positioning. This is my point of view, and isifike tena Twitter huko wapi.
Itafika kwa sababu this is going places.
Okay. So this is my point of view. I think first it depends on your positioning. So as an artist, you have to position yourself to have value. As an artist, you have to make sure kwamba you identify the right management. And sometimes I'll tell you, managements really matter, especially when it comes to talents. There's a management, and a management doesn't need necessarily have to be just a person that goes out, hey, this is my manager, yeye kazi yake kuja tu kuchukua mpunga na kuondoka. Sign contracts, take money and go. A manager is supposed to be a person that directs, guides, make sure that escalates the brand, so positions the talent, and make sure that the talent elevates his brand effectively. For us to have a show, maybe with Burna, we called it Stardom Concert of the Year. She started sharing position on Stardom Mile. We want it to be an ultra famous activity. So if you think that if we have, We had talents. We had One FA. We had Joe McKinney and the Weusi guys. We had them. And we were very selective on who we want to bring in as far as that activity.
I remember. Tuliongea pia ilo swala.
Yeah, tulikuwa very selective. So we wanted like an ultra famous, but as well a value. A person that could bring in the value at that particular event. Msanii anaweza kalalamika. Lakini, so save me, namchukua huyo msanii analalamika. Sawa. namweka hapa anasema I'm doing stardom with you. Can you please give me the ROI? I want this certain caliber of people. I want this certain, I'm going to promote and sell the same standards, but you're going to be the headliner. Are you going to give me the ROI? Challenge him.
Do you challenge Joy Boy when you talk to him on the phone trying to book him? Do you challenge him? Do you tell him, Joy, I'm challenging you.
Okay.
I'm going to put you up there. You're going to be the headliner. What are you going to give me? Do you challenge
okay,
those
people? So I don't challenge your boy. I might challenge the management. And first, it's me going to them. It's not them coming to us. So, hapo, sio kama wao menipa invitation to treatment. It's we want to contract you because we believe, sisi tayari tunaamini kwamba, he's a person that...
Ataleta.
So, why does it have always have to be kwenye upande wa msanii? So, why then... Why can't we balance it? To balance kupanda msanii na kupanda maybe event organizers as well. So at times, an artist would say, you know what, I want you to pay me X amount. So you come in, unaenda kwenye drawing books, you're like, this X amount, what is the value here? Wamesema a figure that he believes that this figure, hata wao kina banners, you know, wanasema, tunataka figure hii, anambia, no, listen, we're giving you a show, this is what we want, let's negotiate. Na tunanegotiate, mpaka tunapofikia pale ambapo tunaona, okay, this is fine, we can pay for it. Sawa. Msanii anakuambia bwana, I want maybe an X amount. Sawa. Come into the books, is there value? Am I going to get my ROI hapa? How many shows, promoters zingine wamekufa. They've been doing shows and kusanya pay artists, but they can't make their money back. The same way you want to earn is the same way the promoter as well wants to earn.
Mm.
And kila mtu akitoka pale, it's a win-win so that you can do even bigger, better businesses together.
So you're trying to tell me, a sniper, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Kwa kelele ambazo zikuwa zinapigwa.
Mm.
Kwa sababu kelele ya mwisho ilikuwa ni show ya kina Joy Boy ya juzi alokuja ambayo kulikuwa kuna wa Tanzania pia wana perform.
Yeah.
Jinako wali perform.
Yeah.
Kwa kuwa kuna video inatibea.
So Jinako wali perform. Yeah, Joe Boy wali perform Jinako. Alikuwa ni Winnie na Ruby.
Ni show gani ambayo Jinako wali perform?
Ilikuwa ni ya Burner.
No. Kuna show ya Element. Jinako wali perform.
Ah, ya Rema, yes.
Oh, ya Rema.
Yes.
Yeah. So ikawa kuna video ya Rema na perform na video ya Jinako wali perform. Ikaonekana kwamba Rema alikatishiwa pumzi hapa katikati.
Okay.
Nilikuuliza kama inakuuma kumlipa Joe Boy na usimlipe Mr. Blue.
Mm.
Ukaniambia kukuuma ni understatement kwa sababu yani haikuumi, yani ni zaidi ya inavyokuuma.
Absolutely.
Sasa tunafanyaje sniper? Tunafanyaje na ndugu zetu ambao kwa sasa hivi kwa ukanda wetu huu sisi ndo noma.
Mm.
Ushansome? Amna Kenya, amna Uganda, amna Rwanda, wala Burundi, wala Congo. Sisi ndo noma. Tunafanyaje sasa hili na sisi tuwe noma? Yani ndugu zetu ambao tunajua labda yule mtoto wa shangazi yake, mjombangu, bibi yake alilala na babu yake ndo akapatikana yeye. Kusaidia spendi. Tunawawezesha vipi?
To position them.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what. Growth kwanza, lazima we mwenyewe uwe na determination ya kukua.
Ndiyo, ndo uliniambia hivyo.
Yeah. Lazima mwenyewe uwe nataka willpower, will drive ya kukua. Najua, correct me if I'm wrong, lakini chani atakufuata utasema, kaka nisaidie, help me.
I hate that.
Womeka, you've lived in Europe. There's nothing like, help me.
Mm.
Sao. Sisi tuna hulka zetu za Kiafrika na za Kitanzania, sisi tuna we have that kwamba help me, lakini na sisi kweli tutakaa tutasaidia, we of course behind the scenes as well, we're helping so many people, we cannot just say atwezi tuka na so hulka yangu mimi kusema namsaidia huyu yule, no way. Sawa, lakini we as well are working with so many artists behind the scenes, giving them platforms to work and collaborate with other talents across the globe, even in South Africa, even in Kenya, even in Uingereza, iwe ni Marekani, iwe ni Nigeria, we're working. Some of big artists currently, na wengine hapa ambao wako chini. I wouldn't like to mention names, lakini when they wakiona hii wanajua, they'll come to me, they'll come to the team, Montana, I want to work maybe with techno. You know, I want to work with who and so forth. Give me a connection. Kwa sababu, ili utoke unekane na international basis as well, lazima kuna integration. So, you want the Western people to see you, kukuona, kuku acknowledge, na kujua wewe ni msanii mkubwa, West Africa. So, kwa sababu West Africa market kidogo ngumu, and it's there. They are patriots of their own as well.
Right.
So, they love their music. Naweza kwenda club or whatever, they'll play their music all night long. So you want that, ili wakusikia kuelewa, lazima na upate ile affiliation ya kwao. You know, work maybe na Olamide, Fino, all these guys, then at least you have something now is kusikia kule. You want to do something with the South, you know, you have to have that integration as well. And I think, CC, we have that platform. You know, we have that platform and we're working with artists, connecting them. Because at times we, hatuwezi tukatoka, tukasema, you know what, we're currently, CC, we're a bridge and we can just, you know, bridge you this and that. No. Like if a person, like, okay, fine, these guys are doing something. Let me approach them and see if we can work. Now, CC, we're clean hearts. You know us, Salama. So, you come to us, you know what? You've worked maybe in a Kiss Daniel. Is there any way I can work? Because I think I vibe with him. So, nakumbuka, siwezi kusema kumtaja mtu kuna kipindi cha nyuma, Kiss Daniel, nimefanya naye kazi hapa.
Nakumbuka hata mimi nipata interview naye.
Kiss, yeah? So, kuna msanii was begging and now he's a big celebrity and I'll never mention him, but I respect his hustle. Way akaenda kumsaidia, you know, I don't think that collab happened, lakini they got that connection and ameenda Nigeria and then wamekutana na nini na vitu kama hivyo. So you grow your value hapo pia. You want to have international collabs, you want to have international affiliations, you want to be known internationally as well. There has to be a starting point. Ndio nakwambia inakuja pia kwenye upande wa management, usilalamike. Let's not, kwa sababu Salama, as much as you are good at just what you're doing, like, you cannot do it alone. As much as you're good at what you're doing, you cannot do it alone. You have to have a team, you have to have advices, you have to have people.
Asa hivyo ni vitu vinataka pesa.
Vinataka pesa.
Sheikh Omar.
Lakini kuna wasanii ambao pia they've been doing very well. Lakini nasema tena, they've been doing very well over the years. Lakini wameshindwa, I think, ku elevate kwa sababu hawakuweza they couldn't get guidance. So I think maybe some of them maybe felt too big for that. Some of them maybe labda waligombana na management zao, kaona there's no need of having management. Lakini I'll tell you, believe me not, all these successful people, hata Bill Gates mwenyewe, as Bill Gates, one of the biggest billionaires, okay, like Jeff Bezos and whatsoever, they've got a management that they can manage their schedule, manage their work, manage their business and so forth. How is that kufanya kila kitu mwenyewe? So how can you do it? Kama msanii leo hii, how can you be as big as the DDs and whatsoever if you don't have people that can structure your growth?
Do we have those people though? Kwa sababu hiyo ni shida nyingine pia. Unajua, yani kama wewe hapo kwa mfano unakuona kwenye TV nini, and then nikija mimi kama nataka kukumanage hivi mimi mwenyewe, kwanza yani sio level yako, ushansoma eh? Okay. Na pengine kwa sababu pengine tunachanganya sniper eh? Pengine okay. tunachanganya kuwa fan na kuwa mzuri katika kitu ambacho unakifanya, cause kama ulivyosema mimi tayari na kipaji, mimi ni AY. Okay,
yeah.
Been there, done that. Wewe unakuja kwenye timu yangu unaniongezea nini mimi ambacho sina.
Okay, so I think first of all we lack management companies, proper legit management companies. Now there are people that are, you know, I think wana uwezo sawa, lakini sasa msanii anaona yeye, nasema tena msanii anaona Salama mshikaji wangu, so you be my manager. Ikipigwa simu ipokea, mimi nakaa behind the scenes, jamaa ataongea kiasi gani, x amount, okay, mwambie no, mwambie ongeze. Pap, manager tumemaliza, anaenda na sign mkataba pap kwenye show, na yeye anakatiwa tiketi ya ndege, anaenda show imemaliza. That's it. It's more than that. It's more than that.
What is more?
I think as far as a manager is concerned, a manager kwanza lazima, kama nilivyosema, atengeneze a structure. A management team has to create a structure for your growth. Know who you're supposed to affiliate with. Know what, I mean, you've got a media runner and so forth. Know your time, your schedules. As an artist is a person that needs to create demand. Every time when people see him, lazima awe ni mtu ambaye is excite watu. An artist, sio mtu ambaye atakuwa naonekana every each and every place, anachuja yani. Sawa? Artist mwenyewe sometimes anakaa na cool time ana enjoy, lakini anapokuepo manager wake ambaye tayari amemwassign, ni mtu ambaye anamwambia bana, it's not, let's move, it's not the right time to be here, it's not the right decision to make right now. Ni mtu ambaye atakuguide for your best interest. Unaweza ukaishi Marekani for almost 60 70 years, hata Didi unamsikia tu kwenye unamsikia na muona kwenye radio. You'll never see him.
Yeah.
Na anaweza mkaa mko club, you did your parting, yuko yu umoni, you'll never see him. The moment anakwambia Didi is playing at a particular outlet, you'll pay fortunes just to go and see him. You create that demand. And the artists ambao may excel up Tanzania kwa kufanya vitu kama hivyo, tayari kuna ile value. Yani hatujamuona huyu jamaa is making hits and hits and hits and hits and hits, but we've not seen him. We only see him on TV. And it's very rare to see him. Would pay whatsoever to just go and see him.
So sasa sniper kama sisi tusipowawezesha okay kwa kuwapa show hizo hata za dola 25 tu 30 from scene, watawezaje sasa kuwa na watu kama hao? My man,
mimi nadhani tulifanyie kazi, you know. I've seen that conversation on Twitter.
Yeah. Ilikuwa ni ya Roma, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I respect Roma. I respect Roma. He's one of an amazing talents as well. And nadhani tuangalie jinsi gani ambapo tunaweza tukashirikiana, you know, kuweza ku and see how we can structure that as well. Maybe as a company, you know, maybe as a company, or maybe as, you know, see how we can put in stakeholders to do that as well. You know, I think Tanzania, there's Tanzanian talents are doing an amazing thing as far as East Africa and the world is concerned. Sasa hivi Afrobeats is the new wave. You know, so if we're in a position to empower, let's do it, but do it in a way kwamba we work with people ambao they have the hunger for success, you know, and always comes, me don't get very transparently, sawa, because I'm a free-minded person. It always comes kwamba, you know, at times you might do something unataka something you excel, lakini when things are now starting to get hot, things just change, sawa, and people tend to depart ways. So after sometimes you know, you've spent so much time in it. So I've never been into talent management. I've never been into that. Lakini I've always been very good friends with artists. So na kuna wengine they'll call me just wanna kaka, bwana, what do you think even if tukifanya hivi na hivi na vile, do you think it works? Do you okay, man, I'm going to Kenya, I need to do a media tour and whatsoever. I'm going to Rwanda, I need to remember. I'm going to Uganda, I need to do a media tour, I need to meet this person, I need maybe to work with a producer and whatever. So we tunajaribu pia kwa channel off in that way.
I know one thing, yeah. Samahani nimekukatisha. Najua kitu kimoja. Najua kwamba kwa kazi ambayo unayofanya huwezi kufanya kila kitu. Lakini nimefurahi kwamba unajua kuna tatizo. Na haya ni mazungumzo ambayo mimi na wewe tuliongea Jumapili ile.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sawa, ambayo wiki yake katikati ndio watu wakaanza kuongea hivyo ambavyo umeniambia.
Yeah.
So hauwezi kufanya kila kitu.
Absolutely.
Lakini uzuri ni kwamba unajua kwamba kuna tatizo. So na kuomba. Okay, kwa sababu wewe ni kama balozi wetu saizi. Wewe ndo ambaye na watu wengine wawili watatu mnaleta watu hapa kwetu na wadogo zetu na kaka zetu inawakera kidogo. Lakini najua tuko kwenye njia. Hata miaka 25 iliyopita haikuwa kama ambavyo iko sasa hivi. Si ndio eh? So jaribu basi. Au sio? Hata kama ni kitu cha pembeni nini, kama unaweza kuwasaidia watu hata kutoa elimu ujue kuna madarasa siku hizi masterclass ambayo mtu anaweza akakuja akakulipa Sheikh Omar ukamuelezea bana hivi na hivi na hivi au hata asikulipe. Ukawa tu unatoa elimu yako ya bure. Na kuencourage wende Twitter. Hauna haja ku reply kila tweet unayoandikiwa lakini at least unawapa watu mwangaza, you know. Na I hope hiki kipindi kitasaidia kuamsha cause mara nyingi watu tunafanya kazi kimazoea. Unajua kwamba so washanijua, washakujua and then you know kila party upo wewe kama msanii yani nimemwona yule pale watu hawatakuwa na kiu na wewe. Ambwene ndo alinifundisha mimi hivi. Why is like I'm not going. You know, utaangalia picha au utaangalia kwenye TV cause kukutana na watu kila siku pia kuna kufanya wakuzoe.
Absolutely true.
Swali la mwisho. So naona show zako zinakuwa ziko sponsored alhamdulillah. So how do you get that money kwa mtu ambaye anaanza yani? Unapataje hizo fans yani? Inatakiwa uwe na nini na nini?
Fans in what way? Fans
like
sponsors au au fans in a way kwamba to do the activity.
Both.
Okay. So as well again, it's a process. Lazima kila kitu na malengo. Sawa. Ili ufike sehemu fulani lazima una malengo. Sawa. So hata ile ukuaji wetu pia ulikuwa una malengo, una structure yake. Tulishajiwekea bana after a certain time we want to reach somewhere. Sawa. Hata kama tuna challenges lakini we'll save up. We want to do Mr. Easy in 2017. Fanya na okay, Mr. Easy maybe will cost us much. Tuna save up. Whatever activity we do, tuna save up. Inafika 2017, Mr. Easy ni mkubwa, hatuwezi kufanya tena. We'll see who anafaa at that particular time with the money that we have. We'll do him and make something in return. Save up for something else as well. So kila kitu kinaanza pole pole. Atifanya event ya kwanza tukapata hela hapo hapo. Tumepata changamoto nyingi. Tunakuwa pole pole lakini savings na ni kitu ambacho pia sometimes mtu anasema nafanya biashara but I don't see the money because maybe you spend too much. So, you spend too much more than you can chew. More that you get in input and output as much you kinachokipata na chukua. So tayari sisi tulikuwa na malengo yetu. Na ndo maana over the years tumekuwa very aggressive lakini tuna malengo yetu. Tuna plan yetu in the next maybe 3-4 years this is what I want to do. 4-5 years maybe we do a Tanzania Coachella whatever. 6-7 years that's what we want to do. Kama Mwenyezi Mungu atupa nguvu atatupa uwezo. Sawa. Sponsors ni mdhamini. Sponsor ni mtu ambaye anakuja kwa sababu naye anataka manufaa fulani. He wants something out of.
Ameona nafasi.
Nafasi, ameona fursa ya kwamba okay, labda nikija kwenye hii particular activity mimi na product yangu mpya. Product yangu mpya with this platform ambayo ya hichi kitu kinachofanyika na uwezo wa kukitangaza vizuri. Labda yeye anaangalia kwenye upande wa just kupata ile brand placement ionekane watu waione. Mtu mwingine anataka labda iwe ni ndo anaangalia njia yake ya ku recruit kuwabadilisha watu. Sio watu wanakunywa maji aina fulani basi you know we have maji aina fulani ambayo with this people get to taste and make the, and let them make the decision. Sawa. So mtu mwingine anaona okay kama ni chakula basi let me sponsor up and then I can sell my food up so I can sell products hapa ambapo watu watajaribu. Unaelewa? So lazima uangalie what the sponsor wants. What sponsor unamtaka sponsor aina gani? Yule sponsor anataka nini at that particular time? And we do our researches najua before going to a sponsor. Naangalia maybe is there a new product in the market? Au is there a campaign that these guys want to do? Sawa? Amba we think with e activity naifanya basi wale they can leverage off hapa. Na sponsor atapokudhamini sio kwamba labda anarudisha pesa yake hapo lakini anategemea kwamba una long term plan. Atuwezi kumfuata sponsor bana, just sponsor us one event and that's it. Tunampa a long term plan. You know what, sisi tunafanya activity hii, lakini hii activity ina reach hii, ina na itakufaidisha wewe kwa kiasi hiki. Na sisi tunadhani it's a concrete property ambayo you can invest into. Once akiingia pale na akiona kama ni something ambayo kweli kwake ni valuable, after long run atafanya mahesabu yake, atangalia is this beneficial, how's the market portraying our products, kuna any is there growth au tunamfaidisha tu mtu. Akiona kwamba ni kitu ambacho kwake anafaidika the same way you're getting, lazima atataka kuwa aligned na wewe, kwa sababu mshakuwa wafanya biashara wote pamoja, mnafanya biashara wote pamoja. Sawa, kama unataka kuanza leo, you want to start today, make sure that first you have a goal. Why am I doing events? Not only events, why am I doing this business? Nataka nifanye hii kwa ajili ya kupata riski na nini? Naanzia wapi? Shilingi 1000 nataka 10,000. Is this the right business? You'll grow kwa kudra za Mwenyezi Mungu na akili yako. Na as long as unataka ku grow, basi make sure that first create a team. I believe on teamwork. I believe on a teamwork makes the dream work. I love my team. I respect my team. And these are the people that run the whole show.
They make it happen.
They make it happen. Whenever to an activity, you'll never see me there. I'll be kwenye labda sehemu yangu nimetulia, lakini these are the guys that run the show. From the DJs, from the band that we've got a live band actually now. It's called the Straight Up Live.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yani naona unafanya vitu vingi. Sometimes kuna event labda ya kwa mfano DSTV, you're there, you know. Kuna Sunday Cookout, you're there. Kuna No Tie After 5, you're there. Kuna sijui nani, you're there. Vitu vingapi mzee baba?
Okay, now.
Una mziki wako?
We've got our equipment. But the band now is one of our new babies. It's a new property actually. The Straight Up Live, it's something that we've been working on for a year plus. Tumona pia kuna fursa. Live band, na nini, kidogo imeshuka, you know, like, so tumona there's a kuna fursa pale, the live band. Let's see how we can fusion playbacks, ongeza instruments kidogo, and, you know, you can literally have a Joe Boy performing pale without even having Joe Boy. You know, the same thing about a fire composers, alternate sound, the outsiders, you know. So the fees that these guys are charging is ridiculous. So, but there's value for money as long as what they're doing reciprocates as far as value to whatever activity that they're doing. So, okay, why don't we create our own? Menda kwenye show ya alternate sound, I met the guy anaitwa Gospel. Sawa. And he's like, I'm talking to him sana, pia naye sana story, you know. Naangalia, I was like, why, kwa nini kitu haiwezi kufanyika Tanzania? It can be done. Guys can do it. We've got talents, the Zungu, the Dramas, and the Danis, and these guys are very good, you know. Acha tuwape fursa. So we opened up, fanya mazoezi, the guys are practicing, opened up a studio. These guys are, they're working each and every day. Each and every day. They're working to come up with different types of, you know, live fusion experiences. And it's something ambayo we've done it, you know, we work with different like companies like banks and so forth. In the corporate world as well. It's not only the nightlife. So we work with the corporate world as far as, you know, the product launches and, you know, creative concepts and so forth. So they love the band. The band is something else. Me personally, naona bado, you know, and it's available. Like, if an artist comes in and is like, you know, Montana, I want to work with him. It's the same thing like Davido does with the composers, you know, alternate sound maybe with P Square and all these guys. So So that's created for Tanzania as well, to be utilized with the same talents that we have. And trust me, believe me not, I respect these guys, and these are young talents that nataka wakue na ni fursa ambayo nimeona pia tuwape, na they're really working hard on it. Tuko hapa na pale because at the end of the day, for us to grow as well, we have to be here and there, but strategically. So now we're into that corporate world. No mana tunafanya activities nyingi sana, like with DSTVs, you Vodacoms, you Nani, you know, CRDB, you know, and so forth. So and that's something that you tell me in 10 years ago, I was like, hey, something that's impossible.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And I'm very thankful. Very thankful, yeah.
It was nice talking to you, my brother. Mimi nakuheshimu sana. Na nakubali kazi zako ambavyo kama ambavyo unafanya kama kijana. Na yangu matumaini utabadilisha maisha ya watu wengi sana. Chana na wale ambao unawaleta, lakini na hapa wa nyumbani na watu wengine ambao unakutana nao. Congratulations.
Thank you very
na
much,
kazi
man.
Nzuri sana.
Asante sana.
Kula gwara mwanangu.
Asante.
Shukran sana. Naomba uendelee kula chakula kati mimi nafunga hapa.
Okay.
So guys, yangu matumaini. Mesikia kile ambacho tumeweza kukitoa kwa Sniper leo. Na matumaini umejifunza vile vitatu. Kama ni mtu ambaye ulikuwa unataka kuanzisha hiyo biashara, kwa sababu biashara ya starehe, ya kuburudisha ni kubwa sana. Ni kama sijui uwanja wa nini. So kama nae unataka kuanzisha kijikampuni chako, ndo kama hivyo, usiogope kufeli. Anza leo, unawezekana ukafanya ka event kako, ukachezea za uso, kaenda wewe tu na mamako na babako pale, hamna mtu mwingine. It's all good, lakini kisikufanya ukate tamaa. Mimi naitwa Salama kwa niaba ya Mantana. Na kutakia kila la heri and take care.
Vipo vya lawama sio shida, vipo vya kupoteza sio muda. Wenuka na ukimbize ndoto. Kupatia ina mana hukosei. Kiburi kinafanya tujongei. Tuna amka wapya kila day, slow ila kufika unawai. Chosen na mfuta na cry. Tukipenda na Mungu na fry. Mihi sihitaji kucomplain.
Sihitaji kucomplain.
Mungu ana bless, it's okay.
Mungu ana bless, it's okay.